Okay, so welcome to the Shir in Pirkei Avos. We're up to Perek Bey's Mishnah Yud Zayin, that's chapter 2, Mishnah number 17. And again, if you have an Art Scroll Hebrew English, that's 554 in the Hebrew, 555 in the English. So, Rabbi Yossi Omer, again, we're going through the five different Talmidim, the five different students of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And each of them said three things, meaning there were three mottos by which they lived their lives, and they're sharing each of those three things with us during these Mishnayos. So Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Yehi mamon chavercha chaviv alecha kishaloch. You should ensure that your fellow's money should be as dear to you as your own. Right? Very often people are very meticulous when it comes to their own money, but they're willing to be forgiving when it comes to other people's money. They're willing to be mochel on other people's money, again, even in small little things. So Rabbi Yossi says the same degree of care that you take when it comes to your own property, you should exercise when it comes to somebody else's property as well. V'haskein atzmecha lilmod Torah. Literally, prepare yourself to study Torah. She'eino Yerushalach, because it's not yours by inheritance. And number three, v'chol ma'asecha yiyu l'shem shamayim. May all of your deeds be for the sake of heaven. Let's talk about each of these things in turn. We'll start at the end and we'll work our way back. V'chol ma'asecha yiyu l'shem shamayim. Let all of your deeds be for the sake of heaven. So, the Bar Tanura, you know, the Rav Avadi Bar Tanura in his commentary writes that what this means is af b'shah shata osek ba'achila ushtia v'derech eretz. Even when you're involved in quote unquote mundane activities, non sacred activities, you're eating and drinking and just going about your daily activities. Lo siskaven lehahanos gufcha, your main focus should not be the just pleasure, deriving pleasure in a physical sense. Ela shetia bori lasos ritzon konecha, but rather your intentions when you eat and drink and just take care of yourself in that kind of way should be a spiritual one. You say that I'm focusing on my health. Why? In order that I should serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just that this tastes good, not just that I enjoy this particular drink or whatever it is. I want to be healthy. I want to be able to serve Hashem. And taking care of myself on a physical level, eating, drinking, and other things is the way in which I can manage to do that. So the Vilna Gaon comments on this. V'chol ma'asecha yiyu l'shem shamayim, as the pasuk says in Mishlei Perek Gimel, b'chol dirochecha da'ehu. Right, the pasuk says in Mishlei Perek Gimel, know Hashem in all of your ways. You should, in everything that you do, you know, whether it be seemingly spiritual or seemingly secular, seemingly mundane, do'ehu, use that as a way to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as the pasuk concludes, v'hu yeyasher orchosecha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make your pathways be straight. So in other words, the Gra, the Vilna Gaon, connects the statement, v'chol ma'asecha yiyu l'shem shamayim, to a pasuk in Mishlei itself. The Zera Yitzchak has an interesting comment on this Vilna Gaon, on the Bar Tanura. Writes the Zera Yitzchak, the word Do'ehu can be broken up really into three different words. Da, which means no. He, which is one of the letters of Hashem's name. And Vav, which is one of the other letters of Hashem's name. And says the Zera Yitzchak, when a person eats and drinks with holy kavanos, with holy intention, he is da, he is connecting, because to know is also synonymous with the notion of connecting, Rashi writes in the very beginning of Chumash that Vayeda is a Lashon Chibur. Vayeda Adam is Chava Ishto, means that there was a connection between Adam and Chava. So Da Hei Vav could be understood to connect the Hei and the Vav of Hashem's name. What is the Hei and the Vav? So as many people say, prior to performing mitzvahs, L'shem Yichud, Kodsha Brichu U'Shechinte, the mitzvah is being performed for the purposes of Yichud, of connecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His Shechina. So the Hei and the Vav, representing God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and His Shechina, are being connected by eating and drinking and engaging in secular, mundane activities with a holy intent, with a holy kavanah. Now again, what does that mean exactly? So I will be the first one to tell you I don't know what it means exactly, but let's try to understand on some very simple level what it means. What does it mean that we connect? L'shem Yichud Kodesh Baruch Hu Shechinte. So, in very, very simple terms, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is God in a transcendent sense. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is God who is above and beyond our human experience. The Shechina, the Divine Presence, is the notion of God being manifest in this world. When we're connecting Kodesh Baruch Hu Shechinte, to paraphrase that idea, we're connecting the celestial realms, the notion, the perception of God that we have that is transcendent, with the this-worldly realms, the perception we have of God as God is manifest in this world. That's Kodesh Baruch Hu Shechinte. We put HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shechina, as it were, together. Again, obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shechina are one and the same. It's not as if we believe in dualism, that there are multiple gods, Cholila. But we perceive God in different contexts. We perceive God as being transcendent and far above where we are, Kodesh Baruch Hu. We perceive God in the everyday world, that's the Shechina. So says the Zera Yitzchak, b'chol d'rochecha do'ehu, if you're able to invest mundane and secular activities like eating and drinking, like exercise, like engaging in just, you know, protecting our health and the like, business and all kinds of commerce and the like, you know, so then you are do'ehu, you are connecting hey and vav, you are putting Kodesh Baruch Hu and His Shechina together in this world. So that's, starting from the end, that's this notion of uchol ma'asecha yu l'shem shamayim, invest even our mundane activities with great spiritual significance. That's one thing that Rabbi Yossi says. The middle thing that Rabbi Yossi says is haskein atzmecha lilmod Torah, prepare yourself to learn Torah, she'eina yerushaloch, because it's not an inheritance to you. So, Reb Chaim Volozhin in his Ruach Chaim raises the following question, which, if you think about it, most of us would probably come up with this question on our own. The Torah says at the very end of Chamisha Chumshei Torah, the famous pasuk, Torah tziva lanu Moshe, morosha kihilas Yaakov. Moshe Rabbeinu taught us the Torah. It is the morosha of the congregation of Yaakov. The simple translation of morosha is that it's an inheritance. It's the inheritance of the congregation of Yaakov. So here on the one hand, Rabbi Yossi is telling us, Eino Yerushalach, that the Torah is not our Yerusha, it's not our inheritance. And yet the pasuk seems to say the opposite. Morosha kihilas Yaakov. It's the inheritance of the congregation of Yaakov. So how do you square Rabbi Yossi with what it says in the pasuk? So says the Ruach Chaim as follows: Hainu l'chol Yisrael hi Yerusha. Shal karchecha lo pasak mehem Torah. When the pasuk says that the Torah is morosha kihilas Yaakov, it means that for Klal Yisrael collectively, Torah is our inheritance. The pasuk says, "Ki lo sushachach mi pizaro," that God promises us that the Torah will never be forgotten from the mouths of our children. Torah will never depart from the Jewish people in a collective sense. Torah belongs to Klal Yisrael in a collective sense. That's morosha kihilas Yaakov. But continues the Ruach Chaim, continues Reb Chaim Volozhin, aval lo l'chol yachid hi b'Yerusha. But that doesn't mean that every individual Jew is just going to go to sleep at night and wake up in the morning and is going to know all of Torah because it's an inheritance. It's an inheritance that belongs to the entire Jewish people, but collectively. But for every individual, it's something that you don't just acquire automatically. Af im tiyageya timtsoena, says Reb Chaim Volozhin, it's only if you work hard that you will be able to achieve Torah. There's no magic trick. There's no shortcut to being able to acquire Torah, to make Torah part, you know, to understand Torah on the deepest level. You have to work hard. Eino Yerushalach. It's not an inheritance for the individual in that sense, even if collectively it belongs to Klal Yisrael. In the introduction to his to Herschel Shechter Sefer, that was published after at the first yard site of the Rav Zatzal. So Rav Shechter quotes the Rav in amplifying this this idea from Rav Chaim Volozhin. And Rav Soloveitchik points out that even the two terms which are used, Yerusha and Morasha, are different from one another. Yerusha is an inheritance. The Torah is not the automatic inheritance of anyone. You have to work hard in order to receive Torah. You know, you could be born into the most illustrious rabbinic family, but if you're not going to learn, you're not going to know. It's not going to happen automatically. In contrast, Torah is the morasha of the Jewish people. Morasha, says Rav Soloveitchik, means the legacy of the Jewish people. It's something that collectively we cling to and pass down from generation to generation, but that's not a guarantee of any individual Jew, you know, knowing and understanding, you know, what the, you know, what the Torah has to teach him. So you have to work hard in order to learn Torah on yourself. It's not by yourself. It's not something which is going to happen automatically. Reb Chaim Volozhin then goes on to tell the following very sweet story about his brother. Reb Chaim Volozhin was a younger brother of Reb Zalman of Volozhin. Reb Zalman of Volozhin was also a Talmud of the Vilna Gaon. There was actually a biography that was written very soon after Reb Zalman Volozhin passed away. And Reb Chaim Volozhin says about his brother, Bioso Tino Kivar Shis, when my brother Reb Zalman was about 6 years old, Shoal es achinu agol marenu av simcha zeichet tzadik v'kodesh livracha. So Reb Zalman asked our older brother, Reb Simcha, the following question. The Gemara says that Torah machzeres alachsanya shelo. Right? The Gemara says in Bava Metzia Daf Pehe that just like a person who stayed in a hotel and likes the hotel, he likes to keep coming back to the hotel time and time again when he visits that particular city. So says the Gemara, if a person is a Talmud Chacham and he has a son who's a Talmud Chacham and there's a grandson who's a Talmud Chacham, so if there are three generations of Talmidei Chachamim in that family in succession, so Torah will never depart from that family. Torah machzeres alachsanya shelo. Torah always comes back to its innkeeper, to the hotel that hosts it, because it finds a ready host in that particular locale. Right? So in other words, if three generations have hosted Torah in the family, the Torah will continue to come back there. So Reb Zalman asked his older brother, Reb Simcha Volozhin, as follows. Hine kol Yisrael tzetzoy Avram Yitzchok v'Yaakov. You know, every Jew is a descendant of three great tzaddikim, a grandfather, a son, and a grandson, who were all devoted to Torah and learned Torah on the highest level. The Zayda was Avram Avinu, then his son was Yitzchak Avinu, and the grandson was Yaakov Avinu. So three generations of Torah. So based on the Gemara in Bava Metzia, every Jew, by definition, should be a Talmid Chacham. Because the Gemara says in Bava Metzia, if you have three generations of Talmidei Chacham, and Torah Machazera Salachsanya Shalom, the Torah will never depart from that inn, from that hotel, which hosts the Torah itself. Ve'eich yimotzei am ha'oretz Bikal Yisrael. So Reb Zalman, as a six-year-old, asked his older brother Reb Simcha, how is it that there's ever an ignorant person in Klal Yisrael? The Gemara should promise us that since we're all Bnei Avram, Yitzchok, v'Yaakov, so we've been guaranteed that Torah is going to stay in our families forever. So we're all descendants of those three great individuals. So why isn't everybody an automatic Talmud Chacham? Not a bad question for a six-year-old. So Reb Simcha answered Reb Zalman with the following idea. Ach kizel ach ke adam sheish lo makir bal achsanya bo'ir v'hu mechazer al achsanya lis asken imo. So says Reb Simcha, the Gemara very deliberately chose the example of an innkeeper to illustrate its idea. And you have to take the analogy which the Gemara uses and bring it to the next level. So the Gemara says that if there are three generations in which Torah, there are three generations of Talmidei Chachamim in a family, so the Torah will always return to that family, to that inn, the same way that we always go back to a hotel in a certain area which we like. So says Reb Simcha, yeah, it's exactly like the hotel. If you go back to the same hotel and you always find that the hotel is neat, and the beds are made up nicely, and the no smoking policy is being enforced, and the breakfast spread is nice, so yeah, you'll keep going back, as many times as you possibly can. But says Reb Simcha, but let's say you go back to the hotel, and you find that all of a sudden everything has just been turned on its head. You know, the owner of the hotel, the innkeeper, is nasty to you. The beds aren't made up. The hotel room smells of smoke. The room service is terrible. The breakfast, you know, consists of some stale bagels, and that's it. So, you know, it could be that you've been going there for many, many generations even. But, you know, if it's new management and a new style in terms of how they run the hotel, you'll stop going. You know, you're not committed to that hotel at all costs. You know, you have to see that they're making the minimal effort in order to keep up the hotel in a nice way. If they're not going to keep up the hotel in a nice way, so you're not going to go back. So said Reb Simcha, the same is true with Torah. The Gemara promises in Bava Metzia that if there are three generations of Talmidei Chachamim, so the Torah will keep coming back to that hotel, to that achsanya. That's true. But the hotel owner has to do his part as well. If that family, even that family descended from Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, spurns Torah, it treats the Torah like a guest who's coming to a hotel where they're not taking the idea of managing the hotel all that seriously, where they bungle the management of the hotel. So the Torah's not going to come back. The Torah isn't the guest that comes at all costs. You know, at a certain point, the Torah as well will say, you know, I'm going to check out literally, and I'm going to check out some other hotel that's going to give me better service. You know, I want a good service provider. So the same is true with the Torah itself. All of this, says Reb Chaim Voloshin, you know, comes to illustrate the idea, Eino Yerushalach, Torah is not automatic. Haskein atzmecha. You have to prepare yourself in order to learn Torah. It's something that, you know, doesn't come to you automatically. What Rabbi Yossi doesn't talk about is what hachanos, what preparations you exactly have to make. You know, it's interesting to note the art scroll, when it translates this passage, says Haskein Atzmecha is translated as apply yourself to study Torah, right? Which again, in context, makes sense. You have to learn hard if you're going to learn things. You know, you can't assume that you're just going to become a Talmud Chacham because your father was a Talmud Chacham, your grandfather was a Talmud Chacham, or be, you know, whatever it happens to be. But truth be told, that's not really an accurate translation of the word haskein. Haskein means to fix yourself up, prepare yourself to learn Torah. It doesn't talk about exactly how you prepare yourself in order to learn Torah. And Bez Hashem will talk about a possibility of how to prepare oneself in the next couple of minutes. The first thing Rabbi Yossi said is, Yehi mamon chaver chachavir lecha kishalach. You should treat your friend's property seriously, the same way you would want your property to be treated, your money to be treated. And again, on a certain level, that's self-evident. You have to be careful about your friend's money in a way similar to the way you'd be careful about your own. Is there a common thread to these three statements of Rabbi Yossi, and is there any particular reason that Rabbi Yossi himself, that Rabbi Yossi in particular, focused on these things? So I think the answer is yes. We saw earlier in Pirkei Avos that when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was talking about the qualities of Rabbi Yossi, he said Rabbi Yossi is a chassid. Now, I don't think he meant to say that Rabbi Yossi wore a shtramel. Probably did not have a shtramel back then. But explain the Mefarshim, what it means that Rabbi Yossi was a chassid was that he always went lifnei mishuras hadin. He went above and beyond the letter of the law. He wanted to not only fulfill Torah in the strict letter of the in the strict sense of the term, but he wanted to find what the spirit of the law was in any particular situation. Always go above and beyond to try to fulfill what the Torah demanded of him and beyond in any situation. That seems to connect to the idea which is advanced in one of the earlier Mishnayos. Again, when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai tells the five Talmidim, go out and see the derech, the proper way which a person should cling to if he wants to cling to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So Rabbi Yossi said, the proper way to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the derech of Shochein Tov, a good neighbor. And just like we saw last night, that when Rabbi Yeshua said you should be the way to cling to Hashem is chaver tov, a good friend. The Mefarshim differed as to what he meant exactly. Did he mean that you should be a good friend, or did he mean that you should find a good friend? And I think, you know, both are true. They're not mutually exclusive. So too, the Mefarshim argue over what exactly it is that Rabbi Yossi meant when he said shachin tov. Did he mean to be a shachin tov, to be a good neighbor? Or did he mean that you should find a good neighbor? Either way, what's the difference between a shachin tov and a chaver tov? What's the difference between a good neighbor and a good friend? And why would Rabbi Yeshua emphasize the idea of being a good friend or finding a good friend, and Rabbi Yossi emphasize the idea of being or finding a good neighbor? So I think the answer is as follows. It's relatively easy to create a warm, loving relationship with people that you feel close to. It's a much bigger deal to just act civilly, politely, and appropriately to people whom you're not particularly close to, but are part of your environment. Rabbi Yeshua emphasizes the idea of chaver tov, making deep, lasting relationships, making deep, lasting friendships. Rabbi Yossi says, those are fine and good, but the real test of a person's character is what kind of neighbor he is. How does he relate to the people who are in his environment, who are not his friends, whom he doesn't necessarily have the closest bond with? But just because you don't have the closest bond with your next door neighbor, doesn't mean that you can treat him like garbage. You know, you have to. There's a certain standard of conduct which you have to have with the people around you. And if you don't have a particularly close relationship with them, it's all the more so important to cultivate that level of dignity and respect in your interpersonal relationships with the people around you. That the key to being a good Jew, says Rabbi Yossi, is to be a shachin tov. How do you relate to the people around you, the people you come into contact with, who are not your friends, who are not like-minded, who are not, you know, similar to you in many ways? You know, just the stam person that you encounter, how do you deal with that person? You know, what kind of relationship do you make with that person? And Rabbi Yossi emphasizes that to be a shachin tov, it's appropriate to be a chassid, to be somebody who goes beyond the letter of the law, who's always looking not just to just fulfill his obligations and be done with it, because it's certainly a temptation to do so with people with whom we have a casual relationship, but not a very deep and abiding relationship. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you have to go the extra mile, even for people who are not your friends, but are just your acquaintances, just your neighbors, just people that you have more casual contact with. I think that idea of trying to act with dignity with those around you can be said to be the common denominator of the three statements of Rabbi Yossi. The first one is the most obvious. Your friend's property should be, as in your eyes, as valuable to you as your own property. Meaning, that's especially an issue that comes up with neighbors. Right. In other words, I cut my lawn and I keep it nice, right? But I may not be as careful with keeping your lawn nice. You know, I'd be very careful not to throw any garbage on my side of the fence, but I may not be so careful not to throw garbage on your side of the fence. I may not respect your property in quite the same way that I respect my property. Since our properties are nearby one another, I have to make a special effort to go out of my way and to be as respectful of your property as I would want somebody to be as respectful as my property. That's the first thing Rabbi Yossi says. You have to be a good neighbor. Part of being a good neighbor is treating the property of your neighbor with respect. Let's just jump to the end for a minute. V'chol ma'asecha yu l'shem shamayim. Everything you do should be for the sake of heaven. In your interactions with your neighbor, there are many, many interactions you're going to have which are going to be mundane and very simple. Let's say you're part of a building. You're part of a co-op. Most of us are parts of the co-op. And the co-op requests that you act in a certain way in order to respect the rights of your neighbors. You shouldn't make loud parties, late at night, or things of that nature. Your adherence to those laws, to those rules, on the one hand, may be very, very mundane. It may not seem to be an act of religiosity, but if a person engages in seemingly mundane and secular activities, l'shem shamayim, for the sake of heaven, so that can be just as religious an action as something which is more overtly religious and spiritual. B'chol d'rochecho do'eyu, know HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all of your ways, even in the hilchus shcheinim, even in your dealing with your neighbors, which, may seem to be mundane and, not particularly spiritual, but if you invest, if you do them right because you want to respect the relations you have with your neighbors, so that's l'shem shamayim. And finally, the middle piece, v'haskin atzmecha l'lomod Torah. Prepare yourself to learn Torah. How do you prepare yourself to learn Torah? So, I think the most of us have asked, how do you prepare yourself to learn Torah, would answer with something in the academic realm. Well, I should go out and buy an art school Gemara, I should go to Shiurim. All of those are true. But we also know from Chazal that there's a concept of Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. There's certain personal attributes which I'm supposed to cultivate in order to be able to learn Torah. We don't see Torah as simply being an academic exercise. The more a person molds himself and shapes himself on a personal level, the more ready he's going to be able to absorb the ideas of Torah. So that it's possible to say, v'haskin atzmecha l'lomod Torah, prepare yourself to learn Torah can mean prepare yourself by acting in an appropriate way on the interpersonal level. Be a chassid, be a shochein tov, be a good neighbor, be somebody who interacts with people in that kind of way. Prepare yourself in that way to learn Torah. She'eino Yerushalach, because it's not going to come to you automatically. Again, normally we think it's not going to come to you automatically. If you're not going to learn, you're not going to know anything. But that's so obvious, one wonders if Rabbi Yossi had to say that. I mean, did Rabbi Yossi really addressing the person who thought, if I never open up Gemara, I'm going to suddenly become a Baki B'Shas? Okay, I mean, we understand that that's not going to happen magically. Rabbi Yossi is saying, "Ein Yerushalach, even if you learn assiduously, but you don't make those personal preparations, you're not sacking yourself, you don't correct yourself, you don't make yourself into a mensch first, so even if you learn assiduously, Ein Yerushalach, it's not going to come to you automatically." All of these statements of Rabbi Yossi tie into the idea of being a Shachin Tov, and ultimately the Milo of being a Chassid, which is what Rabbi Yossi preached for the entirety of his life. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow night we're going to, at the same time, be learning some Divrei Torah in preparation for Parshas Vayikra. Let me mention what I mentioned on the email, that tomorrow morning at 9:30, Be'ez Hashem, on the same conference call, we'll have the opportunity to daven Hallel together, just like many of us had the opportunity to say Tehillim together earlier today. So I think hopefully in L'Kavod Rosh Chodesh, it's Rosh Chodesh tonight and tomorrow, L'Kavod Rosh Chodesh, we can connect at least through the recitation of Hallel and singing Hallel together and enjoy that. At this time, we'll say two Kapitloch Tehillim and then a Misha Beirach for the Cholim who are in our neighborhood and beyond. We'll start with Kapitlo Tzadi Aleph, chapter 91. Yoshe b'seser al yon b'sel shaddai yislonon Omer l'Adonai machsi sudosi Elohai eftach bo Ki hu yatsi l'cho mipach yokush midever avos Vevroso yesech loch v'sachas kinofov tachse Al kapayim yisoon necha, pentigof bo even raglecha, al shachal vofes en tidroch, tirmos kefir visanin, ki vi choshak, vi afaliteyu, hasagiveyu ki odashimi, yiko eini veneyu, imo anochi vitsara, Achalitzeyu v'yachabedeyu Arech yomim asbiyeyu v'yareyu v'yishuasi Kuf Lamed 130 Shir Amalos Mimamakim kirosicha Adonai Adonai shema v'koli Tienos necho kashuvos l'kol tachanunai Im avonos tishmar yo Adonai miyamod Ki im echa silicha leman tivorei Ki visi Adonai ki misa nafshi Velidvaro hocholti Nafshi l'Adonai mi shomerim laboker Shomerim laboker Yachel Yisrael el Adonai Kim Adonai Yacheser V'Arveimo Fidus V'Hu Yiftes Yisrael Mikol Avonosav Mishaberach Boseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yakov Moshe V'Yaron Dovid Shlomo Hu Yivorech V'Rapei Es HaCholim Bavu shabili neder another stalker bavu ramis chazag al shvar chuy malay rachem alayhem lachli malay apusam lachli zikam lachli osam ishlach lahem mehi rafu ashle bam nashumayim lachalei varayim lachagidehem esav shor chalei Yisrael refuas hanefesh refuas haguf hashtav agalov izman koriv and omar amen. We plan on davening my verses Hashem at 8:05. Wish everyone a pleasant evening. And for those who want, we'll have the second shiur in Maseches Talmud at 8:30. Wishing everyone a good evening.